Just about 8:15 here on the Big Sports Brekkie. I'll tell you what, TK, what about this for a resume? Australia's most capped female player, Australia's vice-captain and captain of New South Wales, 251 appearances across all three formats, including 5 ICC World Cup wins, captain Australia to a maiden ICC 2020 win.
Stop it.
It just keeps going. Good morning, Alex Blackwell. You've decided to call time.
Yes, I have. Thanks, guys. Look, it's been a special couple of days. I made that public announcement on Monday, and I'm just overwhelmed with the number of messages that have come through. People are a bit sad, but also really happy for me to be finishing on top. That was really important to me to still know I've got a little bit left in my game, but I feel like it's the right time to leave and see the next generation flourish at that top level.
What was the motivation, Alex, knowing that you're going to play a bit of T20 next year as well for the Thunder? What was the motivation to pull the pin on the other two forms of the game?
Yeah, look, I think when you go through that process of retiring, it's not an idea that comes at you overnight. I think it's been something that's been in my mind for a little while, a couple of years, and just picking the right time. And two things, probably, feeling like my game's never been stronger and I do want to finish on top, so I've done that. And the second thing is, what other opportunities lie ahead for me? I've got many other interests outside of sport. I think they're calling me. And you have to end at some point, and I feel like this is a good time.
Alex, I know you wouldn't look at it like this, but have you reflected on your sport has eventually sort of hit the big time, and certainly the pay packet and the career pass are fantastic now for our female cricketers. Do you just wish you were starting out now with the recognition and also the financial rewards that are in the game for you instead of ending now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm really pleased for the young players entering the squad now, what they've got ahead of them. But I really want to recognise all the women who have gone before me who didn't get one cent from playing the game, and they gave up a lot. And we all play for the love of it, but it does help if it's able to be your job as well. And I think you can really figure out how good you can be when you don't have those other distractions like a full-time job outside of the game. So I've sort of owed it to those women before me to give it a real crack, and I've been a professional cricketer now for a couple of years, and I've really benefited from that. My game's gone from strength to strength, and I know that I've lived that life as a professional cricketer, albeit for a very short time, but really enjoyed it.
Long way from the nets at Wagga Wagga, Alex, with Warren Smith there, Slats' former coach, barking orders at you.
Waz has been a constant in my career. Since very early days, my twin sister and I would go to the Warren Smith and Max Shepherd school holiday cricket camp in Wagga. I'm sure we had hot temperatures out there, but Warren's been there my entire career, had a huge influence. He was one of the first people I rang with my decision to retire, and he was really happy for me. So, many, many people to thank who have influenced my career, and impossible to do so, but I'm going through that process of touching base individually.
Now, we rattled off some incredible stats throughout your career. Can you put a finger on your best moment?
Well, becoming the first identical twins to play cricket for Australia. So my twin sister Kate and I had 4 years together at the top level. In 2004, Kate made her debut in India, and that moment to play alongside the twin sister in the green and gold, that's something I will treasure. I guess from a performance point of view, captaining Australia to a T20 World Cup victory in 2010, it was absolutely epic. That last ball, we defended 106 runs in a World T20 final, which is really unheard of. And I relive it every now and again. The stress as captain, and then finally off that last ball, you get to lift the trophy and have your teammates around you.
Did you have any fun with your twin sister, with your coaches? I coached a couple of twins, and I walked past the kid one day. It's bad luck, mate. Just got a good ball. He said, I haven't batted yet. I said, oh, sorry, wrong one.
Yeah, there were a few interesting moments. I think as kids, we looked very, very similar, and we had to make sure our helmets were different colours so the scorers could get it right.
Yeah.
But we did try and trick the commentators in the very first T20 match for Australia. It was all a bit of a novelty. Now it's very serious. So Kate and I swapped our playing shirts, which was probably pretty stupid to do in an official match. So I probably took a catch and it went in her name. But the commentators, one of them, Mel Jones, who's gone on and done great things. I'm sure she picked it up.
Yeah.
Who was a better batter, yourself or your sister? Because if you needed some quick runs, perhaps, and you'd go down
shove
the... Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you'd go back in the change room and come out again.
Well, if you feel like you're in not great form, just send Kate out on your behalf.
Brilliant.
And, we mentioned that you're going to play T20 next year, but it's unfinished business, mate. You've still got a big game on the weekend coming up, Alex.
Yeah, look, to captain the New South Wales Breakers for one last time in the final against WA this Saturday at Blacktown... it'll be a really special day. My teammates have really got behind me this week, and we've had a great week of training. It's still going. But, look, that team, the Breakers, have an incredible record. We will be going for our 19th WNCL title in 22 years. So we've had a real dominance, and hopefully that will continue on Saturday.
Alex, fantastic. Good luck with that, and I hope retirement treats you well. It's treated me well. You enjoy it once you finish. No more running, no more pushing yourself. It's going to be great. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.